Testing. Testing. Yes, testing. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP. Okay, let us start our EMP with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for a good day that you have given to us. It is a good time for us to sit down and meditate your word. We pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us into the richness of your word, Father, and your word become our guide in this time. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as I promised that we will learn Psalm 119, today we go to the second part, which is verse 9 to 16. Let us open our Bible. Psalm 119, verse 9 to 16. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I have told all the ordinance of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your way. I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word. Brothers and sisters, as I have told you that the writer divided this chapter become 22 part, which is every part he used one alphabet from Hebrew Bible, Hebrew language. Now we go to the second called Bet. Hebrew word is very unique. The first word called Aleph or Ayin. The second word called Bet. So if we combine the first word and the second word, become Abba. Abba means father. So it seemed that very unique and genius that the person who start this all word want to tell us, when you start speak, when you start to use the word, then you must remember the first word and the second word combined together become Abba. Then you need to call Abba. Call Abba. We have two Abba, brothers and sisters. Or we can say three Abba. First Abba is our Heavenly Father. The second Abba is our Father in the church. Or the third Father, we can call it our biologist Father. So don't forget to call your Abba every day when you use the word. Before we use our word come out, then we use it for our Father first. Similar like Jesus teach the disciple when the disciple asked them how to pray, then Jesus said, our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Abba. This is very very beautiful to remind us. Now when the writer come to the second part of 119, he start with one question. How can a young man keep his way pure? How can? So, when I read this part, then suddenly I'm thinking about young men. For some, young men is very important. If they can keep his path of purity, then the whole life will in the way of the Lord. And then Hebrew Bible stress on teaching children and young men. You can see this from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 1 and 2. Moses remind the Israel to teach the word for their children, for young men, so that before they enter the promised land, so all the parents must teach this word to young men. And then this tradition is not only in the time of Moses. If we see in the time of Jesus, he also went to the synagogue when he was 12. In Jewish tradition, we know one tradition called Bat Mitzvah. Bat Mitzvah or Bar Mitzvah is a ceremony when a children growing up, when they are on 13, they start go to the synagogue and then they start to read the book of Psalm and to read the book of Torah and to read the book of Prophet. So they have this kind of tradition. Why they have this kind of tradition? Because they know, brothers and sisters, this is the way to keep young men. Not only in the time of Jesus, if we continue to read the book of Paul, we can see that Paul reminds Timothy on the 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Paul reminds Timothy that you have get your faith from your mother, from your grandmother. And then another verse from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 to 16. We can see that Timothy has learned this all the Bible since he was young. So both Old Testament and New Testament put emphasis on teaching for young men. Today, modern churches, they apply this principle for in Sunday school. In Sunday school, the church teach children, the church teach the young men, so in order to have the future good generation. But all of this must go back to the family, brothers and sisters, because father, mother is the person who need to hold this responsibility to teach young men. Yeah. Today, my children is not a teenager. They already go to adult. I'm not too worried whenever they go out or they play outside or everything, because we already teach them since baby, and then children, and then teenager, and then we bring them go to the church. Pastor Nate, Pastor Andrew, Pastor Ricky, they all our children teachers. So for sure, now they are in the way. Brothers and sisters, this is our job to remind other people that very important to keep the young men walk in the way of God. Now the second point, why the Psalm put emphasis on the young men. In the Proverb, we can see that young men is a person of full of desire, full of energy, full of power, and willing to do many things. But the problem is young man lack of knowledge and experience. Lack of knowledge of experience. That's why it's very important to teach them so they are still in the way of God. Now the third point, how to keep his way pure. I read another devotion from this first. They say that this question is a plain question. It is true. Yeah, we fight for this problem, how to keep our way pure. And the second, this question is a priority question. Today, we are fighting with coronavirus. It is important, but the most important, we need to keep our way, keep pure in the sight of God. The third question, the third reason, this is a practical question. We all have this kind of question and always want to know how I keep my way pure. How? Yeah. So when we go to another step of devotion of this question, then we can see that this is great question and contain 3 points. First, an admission of need. Everybody have this kind of need. The second point, a confession of desire. And the third one, a suggestion of urgency. We need some suggestion how I can keep my way pure, especially for young men. And then thanks God, brothers and sisters, we go to the fourth point. And then the psalm give us the answer. The answer is by living according to your word. Stop in your track and give careful thought to your way. Haggai 1 chapter 7. Take yourself in hand. Apply the remedy. This simply means that takes the Bible and apply it to every part of your life. What does this mean, brothers and sisters? This mean we need to go back to Psalm 119, verse 10. Number one, how we put this all word in our way. First point, with all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandment. With all my heart. The second point, your word I have treasured in my heart. 2 points, brothers and sisters. With all my heart, I have treasured in my heart. 2 points. Everything start from our heart. So our problem is how we put this word in all our heart, in all our children's heart, in all young men's heart. So when we heard something, then we use ear, and then from ear go to mind, and then from mind go to the heart. Heart is the deepest part of our body, and I can help you to put the word in your ear. I just shout. If you cannot hear, then I use microphone and shout it to you. Then you can hear. I can help you to explain the word. So I can help you to put this word in your mind by explanation. But the only person who can help you to digest the word in your heart, which is only Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit dwells in our heart. So it is very important for us when we deliver or when we teach the word, we need do it. Do it with the Holy Spirit. So by doing with the Holy Spirit, that's mean we put the word in ear, in mind, and in heart. So once we start to learn, or when we start to preach, when we start to teach, then we need to invite Holy Spirit to do it together, because only Holy Spirit can put the word in human heart. So it is very important for us to pray. This is the first and the second. Number three, how we can keep this word purely. Verse 12. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Teach me or your statutes. This we call be humble, asking God teach me, God. Asking God, be humble. In the Bible, we can see that there is one example how humble Mary when she start to hear the word from Jesus. She just sitting in front of Jesus' leg. Jesus sit down and she sit lower than Jesus. And then she keep watching. Yeah. Today, many people come to the church and then try to hear the word of God in 1 hour, but mostly 50%, they just using mobile phone and then chatting with other people, which is very bad. No focus for the word. There is no humble heart to learn. Yeah. The Bible told us when we humble, that means we put ourselves lower than the word. And then with this kind of attitude, brothers and sisters, we let the word overflow in our life. This is the third point. The fourth point, on verse 14, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimony. I have rejoiced. Yeah, rejoice. Rejoice means always happy with the word. Yeah, always happy with the word. There is no happiness time for us. The happiness time of our life is only when we can sit and read the word. That means you put priority for the words. Brothers and sisters, what is your priority? Once you put the word as your priority, that means you have understand that the word is the most important for your life. There is no other more important than the word. This is number four. Number five, on verse 15, I will meditate on your precept and regard your way. I will meditate. Yeah. Meditate. How I explain meditate is very simple. Some people, they love to chew bubble gum. They love to chew bubble gum. But I cannot do bubble gum again because I lost my 3 teeth. So I cannot chew bubble gum. One, I chew bubble gum, then stick on the whole my teeth flag. Chew bubble gum, enjoy it. But there are the different when you chew it the word of God or digest the word of God. When you chew bubble gum, after 1 hour, there are no taste. Then you need to take out. But when you meditate or digest the Bible, the more you digest, the more blessing you get, the more insight you get, the more the word that you get. So, this is how we learn the Bible. Meditate. Read one time, get 1 point. Read second time, get 2 points. Read third time, then you can get 4 points, 5 points. That's why you need to digest. Digest means meditate. And verse 16, I shall delight in your statute, I shall not forget your word. Delight your statute and shall not forget your word. Your word become my rule for faith and my rule for practice. Yeah. My rule for faith talk about what I believe. My rule for practice talk about what should I do. Yeah. By doing this 7 point, brothers and sisters, we go back to the first 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. according to your word means put the words in your heart. According to your word means be humble, declare, rejoice, learn, preserve. By the end, first point till the seventh point, all regarding to the words. And finally, I can say that please digest the word. The more you do it, the more spiritual nutrition come to your life. One more time, digest the word. The more you do it, the more spiritual nutrition come in your life. Then you have power to keep your life pure in the sight of God. We go to worship. While we worship, we meditate one point. Yeah. We try to remember one verse that really remind us, that really keep us in the way of God.
All I want. are near, you're all I want. You're all I ever needed, you're all I want. Help me know you are near.
Brothers and sisters, before we go to our intercession, I would like to say thank you, because last week you guys prayed for our anniversary, and last Sunday we did it. Thanks God, in this pandemic time we can celebrate 14 spin anniversary, and also on Monday we can enjoy, bring all the sisters go to hiking together, which is impossible, but everything can do it well because of your prayer and support. And also last Wednesday, remember that I said that try to remember one first. Yeah, as you know that last Tuesday, one of my sisters said we need to do COVID-19 test because there is one positive case in our building. And then suddenly I cannot sleep well on Wednesday. I remember the word come from John chapter 11 verse 4, which is say this sickness cannot bring to die but bring to God glory. And then after EMP I go back home, and then at 11 the sister text me again, and she said that sorry pastor, CSP said they are wrong. There is no positive case but negative, but all the building or it must go for COVID-19 test. So really everything because of prayer. So thank you for your prayer, and then now we go again for prayer. We believe that God hear our prayer. We spend our time pray for our community or friend who have cancer and doing chemotherapy. We pray, we ask God to throw out His mercy, power for this group of people. We also pray for a group of people, not only for physical health, but also for spiritual salvation. We pray that God open their heart. Also pray for people in infirmities condition. Yeah, we pray that God will heal them one by one. And also, we bring our brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Brothers and sisters, let's keep our pray for mission and ministry in China. We pray for Pastor Hanshu, Pastor Ricky, and all missionaries who are serving in that area. We pray that God always lead them, give them power, opportunity to bring the gospel for China people. Let's pray together. Let us also pray for board member, for PCM, PNET, and all brothers and sisters who are sitting in board member. We pray that God always lead them as a leader in our church. Let's pray together. Pray for young adult, both men ministry and woman ministry. We pray for every activity that they have done, that those activity bring closer each other and really disciple for young adult woman and young adult men. Let's pray together. Let's pray for SP 2.0, for Building Resources Benefactor and Vision Fund, and also always pray for SP for our future ministry. Yeah, may God always bless us in doing ministry through SP. we pray for house church activity. Tonight, there's a house church at Blue Pool, Fortress, Lido, Lion Rock, New Condot, Simsa Sui, Ventris, and Westfield. We pray that God bless all house church in our church. Finally, we pray for Hong Kong, for our city. Yeah, thanks God for the progress of situation. The COVID-19 number is getting lower. Now we can have more people come to the church. We pray that God still keep our city. Let's bring our city in the hand of God. Father, thank you. Thank you for a good day that you give it to us. Please help us in digest your word, Father, so we have more spiritual nutrition to live according your way, Father. And please bless us before we leave this place. When we start to work, we can work well. When we start to do ministry, we can be a blessing for other people. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.